Got out before the thunderstorm.
Yeah.
How the first day in the pads go?
It was good. It was a competition day for us, which came right down to the end, had a last play to decide it, and a lot of good competition overall.
Who won?
Well, the offense won, but we had a celebration penalty, so the defense won. Yeah.
So the final victory went to the defense?
The defense won by 9.
What did you see kind of out of the competition? What did you kind of get seeing that for the first time in fall camp?
Love our defensive line. I thought the defense kind of got the best of the offense. It was a little back and forth, which that's what you want. You want kind of competitive balance and some playmaking. We had a couple huge plays offensively. In real football would have been touchdowns, but then the defense bounced back and made a ton of plays at the end to win it.
Any players, particularly defensive line, that you mentioned stick out?
A bunch of big dudes. Armstead, DeForest. Ricky's really playing well, practicing well. I think he's finally just feels 100%. Armstead is ginormous. And who am I forgetting? Tony Washington made some plays today. Oseko, Avery Patterson's continued to make play after play after play. Again, that's our standard and build from there.
Do you remember who scored the touchdowns?
Don't.
No.
Daryl Hawkins, I think, had one. Marcus had a couple long runs. I'm not good at that.
Do you remember the score?
Nope. it was a 1-point victory. It was, let's say it was 69-59. No, sorry, it was 60. Whatever 69. It was. The defense, there you go. The defense won by 9.
You said earlier that Thomas Tyner without pads.
Because I awarded the offensive point, been deducted 10.
68-59,
yeah. 9 points. Does anybody have an abacus, huh?
Right. You said on Tuesday, I think, that Thomas Tyner is like a Ferrari in a 25 mile per hour speed zone. Now that you put him in pads, maybe got him out on a country road today, how did the Ferrari look?
He's getting better. You know, Thomas's best period today was kickoff coverage. Those guys, they just need to learn how to practice. That's what's one of the biggest steps for the young guys is just how do we do this? How do I possibly, just overcome a little discomfort, a little sweat, a little heat, a little humidity, and persevere? And sometimes the carries are hard to come by, whether it was just how it comes up in the script or maybe the quarterback pulls the ball on that play or whatever. But I was pleased with him today. He got better.
What were the new mistakes today?
There were several. I don't know offhand. We'll go in and watch a film right now. And at this point, when you're installing, there's going to be overlapping of when you're a young guy, everything starts to sound the same at some point. And whether it's a pressure on defense or a different front or different coverage or something, they all kind of mash together in their mind. And so, a lot of that stuff is maybe a new coverage against a new formation for a defensive player or for an offensive lineman blocking the same play against a different front. Those guys are gonna make those mistakes. And that's the kind of stuff that, okay, I've seen that before. All right, let's walk through it, let's fix it, and move on. Pretty hard to find back there.
Quick Anthony after. Practicing and healthy?
He's out here. Yeah. Yep.
In practice.
Yep, in practice. Yep. Coach, after 1 week of fall camp here, any of the wide receivers standing? Sorry about that. Any of the wide receivers standing?
Can't be trusted.
Right ears. Stop.
We're talking wide receivers now. Any of them standing out to you? Daryl, I thought had a good day. We had way too many drop balls. That was a mistake today. Didn't think our sense of urgency was good enough today in that regard. But then they bounced back and made a couple plays toward the end. So. We want perfection or push in that direction so we have a high standard.
You've had a week in these new facilities here. Do you think that they've made your practice more efficient or helped in those regards?
Definitely, definitely. Our, any inefficiency is just our stupidity and our learning the building. But that's one of the biggest things is the time from office to meeting room to locker room, whatever it may be for coach or player is really streamlined and the instructional kind of capacity of this place is unbelievable.
You said there was a little bit more football realism when you went to shells. Does that happen again today when you go to pads and tomorrow with doubles? Does it feel almost like kind of you progress as you can by NCAA rules?
Yeah, we only had really 7 live plays today, so we're not going to cut right now at this stage from a live, you know, true live standpoint right now. That'll come, but it's hit and miss. It's more kind of the plays kind of develop how they would more in real football, being in full pads. The big guys feel a little bit more comfortable, and you're, you know, hopefully protecting against just a quad contusion or a hip pointer or something that just happens.
Everybody look ready for double days starting tomorrow?
Hope so. Yeah, we we'll practice twice on Saturday, and then Sunday we'll just have a kind of a treatment meeting phase, and then they'll be off physically.
Yeah.
Chip's first game is tonight. Starts in about a half hour. Do you guys have plans to watch it?
Well, unfortunately, no. I'd like to. We'll go in here in about 15 minutes and start meeting offensive and defensive. We have a staff, but I'm sure I'll try to sneak in a couple peeks.